Dean Richards is off on assignment, but we have plenty of news to get to from showbiz. Last week, Tonight with John Oliver returned on HBO last night after 5 months away, becoming one of the first talk shows to come back following the end of the writer's strike. During the first 15 minutes, Oliver went through the biggest news stories that happened during the strike, and then he turned his attention to strikes and had a message for others who might unionize and collectively bargain with their bosses.
I'd have loved to have covered all of these stories back when they originally happened. I wish so much I could have told you these jokes at the time, but I couldn't. Because our writers, the people who wrote those jokes, were forced to strike for a fair contract for the last 5 months. And it was an immensely difficult time, not just for them, but for everyone else working on this show and many others who could no longer do their jobs. And to be clear, this strike happened for good reasons. Our industry has seen its workers severely squeezed in recent years. You've probably seen stories about writers and actors whose work you may even recognize routinely not making enough to qualify for health insurance or afford basic needs. So the Writers Guild went on strike and thankfully won. But it took a lot of sacrifices from a lot of people to achieve that. And while I'm happy that they eventually got a fair deal and immensely proud of what our union accomplished, I'm also furious that it took the studios 148 days to achieve a deal that they could have offered on day one. But hopefully, this may encourage others, from auto workers to Starbucks baristas to healthcare providers, whether they are in unions or would like to be, to find power in each other. And within our particular industry, I really hope the Actors Union and IARTSI, which represents crews, will be able to take what the writers achieved and leverage it to win fair contracts for themselves too. Because the truth is, it takes many people working really hard to make film and TV, all of whom deserve a piece of the pie.
John Oliver last night. His return followed Real Time with Bill Maher, which came back over the weekend, and tonight Kimmel and Fallon, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert will be back. Daytime talk shows will also be starting up again. This is an interesting story out of Hollywood. Tom Hanks is warning his fans not to trust a video of him circulating about a dental plan. Hanks went on Instagram yesterday to give his fans a heads up that anything they may see about him online linked to a dental plan was not actually him. This is what he posted. Beware, there's a video out there promoting some dental plan with an AI version of me. I have nothing to do with it. And he posted a photo of a computer-generated image of him from the clip. Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman is out in Las Vegas these days covering entertainment. She joins us now to talk about, among other things, U2 starting their residency on Saturday night in this sphere, it's called, $2.3 billion massive venue, and it's a globe-shaped stadium. I don't know if you call it a stadium. Whatever it is, it's pretty high-tech, isn't it, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. It's very high tech, and the weirdest thing is sometimes they turn it into a giant eyeball. So you're out in Vegas and you see this huge eyeball on the strip, but it's a $2.3 billion concert hall, brought out all the big names for opening night Saturday night: Sir Paul McCartney, Queen Oprah, Katy Perry, Jon Bon Jovi, LeBron James, John Hamm, Kate Hudson, Bryan Cranston, and Aaron Paul, a little Breaking Bad reunion, Jeff Bezos. The house sits about 18,000 people and has amazing visuals, pristine vocals. And, oh, yeah, U2 was there. Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, they were there. Larry Mullen Jr. sitting it out for health reasons. But a great show Saturday night in Vegas.
And is there still talk about some other big names coming into that venue?
Huge talk. Big rumors that Harry Styles is going to make a pit stop there maybe next year. Outside rumors of the Rolling Stones, too, which would be an amazing Vegas residency, too. And then there's an ongoing movie called Postcard from the Edge. Director Darren Aronofsky shot an 18K shown across a 160,000 square foot display screen in front of you. And it's just about life on Earth, and it's supposed to be pretty mind-blowing, too.
Yeah, that's even a glitzy place for Las Vegas. And while we're on the subject of music, what's new with Steven Tyler and his health issue?
You know, sad, the week for music last week. Springsteen moving a bunch of shows to 2024, and now Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. They've bumped all their shows to next year because he's had a vocal injury, much more serious than anyone thought. He actually fractured his larynx, which requires ongoing care. So he put out a statement to fans saying patience is essential and we'll be back next year.
All right, let's get to the VIP box last night during Sunday Night Football. And it wasn't just Taylor Swift up there, was it?
You know, it's Sunday night, love is in the air, and you know, we have Tavis, which is what they're being called now. You know how people like to combine the names. Tavis was, you know, in the house. Taylor was there in about $1,000 Christian Louboutin boots and shorty shorts. She was there, and it was a star-studded VIP box. She had Blake Lively there. She had Ryan Reynolds. Then Mama Kelsey came late from her son Jason's game. She was in the VIP box. And sad for fans, though. The minute they announced Tay was coming, ticket prices went up 35% in the aftermarket. And his jersey sales, though good for Travis, went up 400% last week.
And it's going to be good business for her movie and also her new album, isn't it?
Not that she likes to self-promote at all, Bob, but, you know, she does have her remade 1989 album out October 27th. Her Eras Tour movie is out October 13th, but, you know, in every love affair, a little hardship must fall. Tay is going on tour to Argentina November 9th. She's in Rio de Janeiro. She's on tour through Thanksgiving, so no Travis Tay Thanksgiving. But she'll take a Christmas break and be gone, though, for the Super Bowl next year. If Kansas City happens to make the Super Bowl, it's going to be long-distance love because Tay's in Tokyo.
Oh, how sad.
It's sad.
Let's get to a couple of interesting things coming to the stream. One is a documentary on David Beckham. What do we know about this?
I love David Beckham and his life getting a four-parter documentary starting this Wednesday on Netflix. And it's called Beckham, and it follows everything about the global superstar and his family, which he's always been sort of tight-lipped about, his relationship with Victoria. But this, they talk about their dating years, how they used to have car dates where they would just hole up in a car and hide out somewhere because they were both so famous when they first met. He was playing and she was a Spice Girl. And they talk about the kids and show family footage from private photos. And it's supposed to be a really good one. So four parts starting on Wednesday.
And pretty soon it'll be time for a new Chucky season, won't it?
You know, Chucky, the series, is back on the Sci-Fi Network. Who knew this was going into its third year? But it is. And this time it's set at the White House. And the plot is the president's son, who's young, finds Chucky and moves him to Pennsylvania Avenue. But you know what? I've had four German Shepherds in my life. I say we just send Commander in. German Shepherds are very hard on toys. This could take care of the whole thing in one episode.
Yeah. If you have Commander, you'll need some first aid standing by. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thanks, Cindy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.